This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
A big energy investment from a company that is energy hungry.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Google's latest investment will help it power those server farms that make billions of searches possible. The tech giant announced plans on its blog to build an underground power transmission system along the eastern seaboard. Reporter Janet Babin joins us live. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Bill.
What is the scope of this project?
Well, it sounds pretty big. According to Google's blog, the idea is to build these transmission lines, some 350 miles of them, from New Jersey to Virginia. And the goal being that these cables would eventually transport energy made from wind turbines off the coast to some 2 million households. Now, the East Coast is a potential powerhouse of wind energy, but no one's tapped it yet because Google says because of the lack of a secure transmission system, right? That's a big infrastructure project, very expensive. And Google says this investment will help remove those barriers and could also alleviate grid congestion that's been a big problem along the East Coast.
Janet, aren't there groups that oppose building wind turbines in the ocean?
There are, but Google plans to build these cables, or not build it, but to fund these cables so that they can be built far enough away from the coast, about 15 to 20 miles, so that they could tap into wind turbines that would be built far out as well. So 15 or 20 miles from the coast, probably you wouldn't be able to see them or hear them.
Mm. And did Google say whether some of this energy would power those server farms I mentioned?
No, it didn't mention that, Bill, but Google searches do add up to lots of energy use. I mean, according to Nielsen, there were about 10 billion Google searches in the U.S. alone in March of this year. So by some estimates, a typical Google search consumes 0.3 energy watt hours. That's like 1.8 billion watt hours consumed on Google searches. Yeah, that's a lot of energy.
Very interesting. Excellent math. Janet Babin reporting live. Thank you.
Thank you.
And now to the Windy City. This week, Chicago Mayor Richard Daley is due to lay out his plans to fix that city's record $655 million budget shortfall. He is expected to pay for it in part by dipping into the city's reserves. That is not sitting well with everyone, as Chicago Public Radio's Tony Arnold tells us.
Chicago's city council caused quite a stir back in December 2008 when it leased its parking meters to a private company and got more than $1 billion up front. But for the next 75 years, nothing. At the time, Mayor Richard Daley justified the deal as a creative solution in troubled times.
As the economy gets worsening, this will become a very, very challenging for us to make sure the budget is balanced every year.
But the recession continued. Now the mayor wants to use the parking meter money to help plug the city's record budget deficit. Kent Redfield is a political science professor with the University of Illinois.
Long-term leases, particularly if they're driven by short-term budget problems, may not serve the interests of the citizens.
Daley's announced he won't stand for re-election in February after 20 years in office. The next mayor may want to think carefully before leasing other city assets. In Chicago, I'm Tony Arnold from Marketplace.
Let's talk about some more assets. Stock assets. Markets were lower in Asia earlier today. Europe, too, with signs the Chinese government's taking steps to cool off its blazing economy. Later today, the U.S. Federal Reserve will say more about the odds of a double-dip recession. Yesterday, in Columbus Day holiday trading, the Dow Industrials added just 3 points to close at 11,010.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 800-555-TREE. by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. People talking about today's news at news.gather.com. And by Reputation Defender, protecting online privacy by monitoring the web and removing your personal data from websites that sell it. ReputationDefender.com.
Voters in parts of Maryland will decide next month whether to allow construction of a casino next to a mall. Reporter Kathy Ducham looks into whether slot machines and shopping are a good fit.
This is the Arundel Mills Mall. It's about halfway between Washington, D.C. and Baltimore. Right now, this place is all about shopping. There are outlet stores galore. I'm looking at The Gap, American Eagle. But if developer Joe Weinberg gets his way, we'll be able to walk out the food court doors here, across a parking lot, and into a slots casino with 4,700 machines.
We would expect that the Arundel Mills facility will be one of the top grossing casinos anywhere in the country.
Weinberg is development chief for Baltimore-based Cordish Companies. He's convinced slots and shopping are a good combination. That's based on revenue from a casino and retail complex his company built in Florida. Weinberg expects the state of Maryland could net close to $500 million a year in tax revenue from a casino at the Arundel Mills Mall.
If you look at the average profile of the casino gambler, the average spend will be somewhere between $50 and $100 per visit, which is not too different than going to a movie and out for dinner.
But the mall-casino mashup faces opposition.
I think there has to be a better place to put a casino where there are no families and residential homes around it.
The project is much too large to go into a mall parking lot.
That's a TV ad produced by a group fighting the plan. The campaign is mostly financed by owners of a horse racing track that's 10 miles away. They want a casino there. The owners wouldn't talk, but clearly stand to lose business if the mall casino project moves forward. Trip McCoy is an analyst with the firm Heller Gaming and Leisure. He says battles over where casinos belong will continue across the country.
More and more states are facing wider and wider budget deficits. So our expectation is that you're going to only see more and more proliferation.
The American Gaming Association reports as of today, 38 states have some form of casino gambling. I'm Kathy Ducham for Marketplace.
And finally, there is a salon hair straightening treatment called the Brazilian Blowout that costs $250. Apparently, celebrities love it. But researchers announced recently the product contains a lot of formaldehyde. The company responded, no, there's no formaldehyde, and then responded, well, maybe a little bit of formaldehyde. Some salons are offering overhead ventilation machines to cut down on the headaches, nosebleeds, burning eyes, and respiratory problems. Or experts recommend you just use a blow dryer and flat iron, or just have curly hair. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
Payday lenders charge sky-high interest rates, as you know, and so now banks are looking at whether they can make those quick low-dollar loans profitable.
We want to look at your income. We want to look at your expenses. We want to help you see why you're in this financial crisis.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. Small loans that won't break the bank, and the numbers from Wall Street next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.